Pro-Palestine protesters line the streets during the president and vice president's visit to Raleigh. What they're demanding and the protesters' response after comments were made on health care. Six people are presumed dead in the Baltimore bridge collapse. The North Carolina ports statement on the disaster and how they're preparing to deal with any assistance needed.
It might be dry now, but get ready for a wet Wednesday. I'm timing out our next cold front, bringing heavy rain and some warmer temperatures.
Right now at 7 o'clock, we're following several big developing stories at this hour, including a rare joint visit from President Biden and the Vice President Kamala Harris. In the last 30 minutes or so, Air Force One took off from RDU and Air Force Two was not far behind, leaving minutes later. But first, we do need to talk about the heavy rain headed our way as we take a live look at the radar behind us. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. Yeah, there's a small chance of showers over the next few hours, but the most significant rainfall moves in tomorrow, and we can't rule out a storm. Meteorologist Kat Campbell is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with the timeline. Kat?
Tomorrow, we're going to see a lot more rain on the radar than what we're seeing out there tonight, but we do have some showers starting to close in on our area. In Durham, you can see the dark skies in the distance. There is some rain approaching the Triangle and the Durham area. A few bolts of lightning left over, but we should gradually see this activity weaken and die down as it continues to move east tonight. Roxborough's seen some rain, so is Chapel Hill and Hillsborough in the northern part of our area. The rain now closing in on Durham. We'll watch to see if it's able to hold together and make it into Wake County. It would still be about an hour away. And in Moore County, we've got some storms moving through just north of Southern Pines. Those are going to be tracking towards Sanford. Looking ahead, we've got a lot more where this is coming from. A front is going to be stalling out across North Carolina, and an area of low pressure tracks along that front, able to really create some heavier bands of showers, especially late tomorrow. The heaviest band of rain has shifted east a bit today, 2 to 4 inches. We could still see this move a little bit, so I encourage you stay tuned for updates as we continue to track the region with the heaviest rain. Looks like it's going to be along I-95 at this point. Hour by hour, we already have some rain around tomorrow morning. Rain chances grow as the day goes on and the rain gets heavier. I'll show you when the rain can move out on future casts coming up.
All right. Thanks, Kat.
Another major story here at home. President Biden and Vice President Harris visiting Raleigh today. They both left within the last hour or so, speaking, though, beforehand at both public and private events. While speaking during a fundraiser downtown not long ago, the president covered everything from health care to reproductive rights and the 2024 election. WRL's Aaron Thomas got access to this invite only event and joins us now live with some of the key takeaways.
Yeah, well, Dan, we have to be very clear with you and our viewers that the White House set strict rules on how we could cover this private event that took place at this hotel behind me in downtown Raleigh. There were no photos, no videos, no interviews, but I can tell you exactly what I saw inside. I did see a retired Congressman G.K. Butterfield, Governor Cooper's family, as well as different real estate developers and investors from around the Raleigh area. And as you can imagine, it has certainly been a busy day for both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, who both touched down at RDU Airport within 20 minutes of each other. They both talked about health care costs and reproductive rights at a public event at Chavis Community Center in Raleigh. And at this private event, we heard them mention similar remarks about these hot button issues. When the 2024 election came up more often at this private event, Governor Cooper told the crowd of about 100 people, quote, "Do you want a president who thinks about American people or a president who thinks about himself?" That was him referring to the presumptive Republican candidate Donald Trump. Now here we did speak with an attendee who shared his takeaway from this event.
I thought Joe Biden really articulated a wonderful message for the future, but I did not realize all the things that had already been accomplished during his administration, all the new jobs that had been created, how low unemployment is, how much investment had happened.
Now, the man that you heard there, John Boswell, he says that he was personally invited by Governor Cooper for his work that he does with orphan children. As we mentioned, this was a private event. It was a fundraising event. Tickets ranged from anywhere from $3,000 to $100,000. We're told today that they've raised more than $2 million for the Biden-Harris campaign. Dan?
Wow. Aaron Thomas, thank you for taking us inside. Live in Raleigh. Thank you, Aaron.
You heard Aaron mention it earlier in the day. Both Biden and Harris spoke to about 300 supporters at Chavis Community Center in Raleigh. You can find extensive coverage of President Biden and Vice President Harris's rare joint visit on WREL.com.
A desperate search and rescue effort still underway after a bridge in Baltimore was hit by a container ship and collapsed. Six people are still unaccounted for and are presumed dead. Two others are confirmed dead. We have live team coverage of the developments and the possible impacts that this tragedy could actually have on North Carolina and our ports here at home and on the nationwide supply chain. We want to begin with Mark Boyle in the WREL Live Center. Mark.
Dan, let's go to another live picture right now. And really, if you step back and take a look, it's quite incredible. There's the collapsed key bridge right there, and this barge stretches all the way to the right. So we'll have to see how this all unfolds as they work to get this all cleaned up and wrapped up. But that search and rescue mission continues here this evening. On your screen right now, here at 7 o'clock, these are the latest key points. That rescue mission, of course, the six are presumed dead, but they're trying to find those six people. The Coast Guard is working on that right now with the assistance of other federal and local authorities. And trade is being facilitated through another port, the Port of Virginia, because now this is under investigation here in Baltimore. And shifting gears to our ports, a lot of folks have been asking what this means. What does this mean going forward? Chris Lovingood here to talk about that and the larger impacts here in North Carolina. Chris.
You know, Mark, it is reasonable to wonder what effect the crash could have on North Carolina, right? We heard from an expert on ports and maritime transport about this. Walter Kemp says that he sees it likely that ports that were going to travel to Port of Baltimore will head elsewhere across the coast. You already heard Mark mention Virginia there, but also New York, New Jersey, and even further south down at the Port of Wilmington on our coast. Agricultural and construction equipment is what Kempsey's predicts will be a part of an increase of port passage to Wilmington.
So Wilmington could see that, and Wilmington could also see, what's called the RORO, roll on, roll off. Those are primarily automobiles, and you've got some light trucks. I wouldn't be surprised if I saw a surge of Caterpillar and the like, coming in through Wilmington.
Caterpillar construction equipment and also John Deere agricultural equipment, he mentioned. Kempsey says that a vessel such as the one that crashed in Baltimore is important to world trade. And he also says the effect of the crash is significant, and that is why ports go through exercises to understand the best strategies to navigate those issues that come along with this, Dan.
It really is interesting to see how everything is so connected. Thank you to Chris and Mark. Appreciate the reporting. Still ahead, the future of medication abortion in the hands of the Supreme Court. What's causing the judges to appear skeptical, and what an NC State professor cautions as this case moves along. While most of us weren't invited to the private event they held today, President Biden and Vice President Harris visited the Triangle to speak broadly to people in public as well. Earlier in the day, they talked to 300 supporters at Chavis Community Center in Raleigh. WREL's Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie takes us inside that event.
Let's go spread the faith, guys. Thank you.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris didn't need to convince the voters in the room today. This was an invitation-only event for volunteers and supporters, intended to motivate and energize them. It's unusual to have a president and vice president sharing the stage at a campaign event. Esterine Davis took it as a hopeful sign.
To this day, it says that they are not just interested in us, but that they are willing to do what it takes to win us.
The issue the two Democrats leaned hardest into was health care. They said Trump would repeal the Affordable Care Act if he wins.
Trump and the MAGA Republican officials want to take us back where cancer patients were cut off from insurance halfway through the chemo because they reached what they call their limit and what they're willing to pay.
A recent WRL News poll found that health care is a good issue for candidates to talk about in North Carolina. Among black voters, health care is the top-ranked issue. It's tied with the economy for top issue among women voters and young voters. It wasn't everyone's top issue, though. Three women shouted that Biden is complicit in genocide in Gaza. They were escorted out by security. Biden responded that they have a point.
They have a point. We need to get a lot more care into Gaza.
Republicans were critical as well. Trump National Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said it's not true that Trump would repeal the ACA, although the former president attempted to do so during his first term.
President Trump will right the economic wrongs of Joe Biden's administration first and foremost, and then he will address health care costs that are plaguing American families.
Our Laura Leslie reporting. Today, dozens of people demonstrated in downtown Raleigh in support of medication abortion. They joined others across the country, gathering to make their voices heard on both sides of the issue, as abortion is again before the United States Supreme Court. Nearly 2 years after the court overturned Roe v. Wade, the justices are weighing rolling back access to mifepristone, one of two abortion pills used to terminate pregnancies. It's a decision that could have serious consequences in North Carolina, where in 2023, 63% of abortions were medication abortions. The big question here is whether the plaintiffs, anti-abortion doctors, have a standing to bring this case. Today, the justices appeared skeptical about that. Earlier today, I spoke with NC State political science professor Stephen Green, who is writing a book about abortion politics. However the justices decide, Green believes we will be seeing medication abortion in the courts time and time again.
Depending on how the Supreme Court rules, this absolutely could come back. If they say, well, these people didn't have standing, perhaps somebody who has a more legitimate case for can't standing comes and sues on this. I expect that it's likely we will see continuing legal debate and fights over the status of these medication abortions, again, because they are the majority of abortions now.
Green expects this case will lead to more political fighting and interstate fighting as well.
There's a big celebration today in Chatham County as the biggest construction project in the state of North Carolina hits a big milestone. Wolf Speed held what they call a topping out ceremony for its new multi-billion dollar factory in Siler City. Just 18 months ago, the silicon carbide manufacturer broke ground on this more than 440-acre site. The materials made here will go into electric vehicles and power systems to make them faster and more efficient. Only on WRL, Deborah Morgan spoke with the CEO, Greg Lowe, today about the excitement surrounding this project.
We're on the cutting edge of technology. We're the new shiny thing in semiconductors. And if you're in this industry, you want to be a part of that.
You can find more of that conversation, including hiring already underway and the partnerships with two other huge projects in this area. That's on WREL.com. In Rockingham County, a new factory is open in the former location of Miller Coors Brewery. In 2016, you may remember, Miller Coors closed its plant there in Eden. Hundreds of people lost their jobs when it shut down. But today, Purina opened a factory in its place. The company has already created more than 300 jobs in that area.
Conditions on the North Carolina coast are worsening. Just look at this. After a weekend of storms and another low pressure system on the way, this is a look at Buxton on Cape Hatteras in the Outer Banks. Sandbags line the beach in an effort to protect the homes on the shore. The surf you can see coming up under the houses on stilts. Highway 12, the Outer Banks main highway, still closed on Ocracoke due to ocean overwash, not expected to reopen until this upcoming Saturday. The highway has been closed on the island since last Saturday. Hatteras, Pea Islands as well, experiencing sand and water on Highway 12, but the roadway there is still open for now. Meteorologist Kat Campbell joining us now, looking at Carolina Beach. Oh, it looks beautiful. Not dealing with the same kind of problems, Carolina Beach, Kat.
No, certainly not. Highway 12, a big issue this time of year with the winds and these coastal lows that we can see develop. Here at home, we are concerned about heavy rain. That's our main threat over the next 48 hours. There's some heavier bands of rain tomorrow. Outside tonight, we do have some rain actually approaching Durham. You can see a really pretty sunset in the distance, but there is some rain on the horizon. 61 in the Triangle, 67 in Fayetteville, where it got up to 70 this afternoon. Looking at the dual Doppler 5000 radar, here comes the rain approaching Durham right now. A brief sunset before the rain hits. It's just rain moving into Durham. The lightning has really died down since it's moved closer. We do have rain pushing into Mecklenburg County, Virginia. More rain for Person County and Rock Foxborough and showers approaching Jordan Lake at this hour. Just to the south, we do have some rain moving into Sanford, and we're going to be watching Rayford as well for showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder. But heavier rain doesn't get here until tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, not everybody is going to see rain for the morning commute, but a lot of us will. So check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner before you leave the house. She'll let you know the areas that are seeing the rain for the morning commute on the dual Doppler 5000 radar. This is one of those setups that we're seeing tomorrow where we know we've got the moisture. We know we have the lift to generate rain, but pinpointing exactly when and where those showers develop is just going to be tricky. It's going to be on and off waves of rain that develop throughout the day. We already have some around for the morning commute, and then we'll see even more midday into the afternoon, especially for the evening. I think the evening and nighttime hours are when we could see the heavier bands of rain passing through, and we should see this rain stick around into Thursday morning. But one of the trends that we've seen today is the heavier rain shifting east. So you can see that Thursday morning, the heavy rain toward the coastal plain and also moving out a little bit faster. So the best chance for rain would come early in the day on Thursday. We may actually begin to dry out as we head later into the afternoon on Thursday. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Rainfall potential, I think that we're looking at quite a bit of rain here in the Triangle, Fayetteville. We could see 1 to 2 inches, closer to that 1 inch mark, perhaps in our western counties, maybe up to 1.5 inches, but our eastern counties could see 2 to 4 inches of rain from this system. So quite a bit of rain on the way for us tonight. Low temperatures only dip into the upper 40s to lower 50s. A mild start tomorrow morning, but some cooler days ahead. 61 and then 57 and windy by the time we get to Thursday. That's behind the cold front, but we really only have the impacts behind that cold front for a day because a ridge of high pressure starts to build in Friday and then temperatures begin to rebound. Still cool in the mornings. We've got some 40s for lows, but we're in the mid 60s Friday. Dry weather looking likely for the weekend. Partly cloudy skies, 76 Saturday, 78 degrees on Easter Sunday. Next week, looking spring-like as well with highs in the 70s. Some more clouds along with a small chance for rain. The Durham Bulls have their home opener next Tuesday, looking very spring-like for that. But in the meantime, if you do have outdoor plans for Easter weekend, maybe an egg hunt, I think it's looking spectacular for it.
No kidding. And Tuesday as well. That's great. Thanks, Kat.
Good news. New visions for downtown Raleigh's Fayetteville Street. We got a look at some of the steps that they're taking to revamp that area and some of the changes you can see coming up.
And taking another live look at the scene of that Baltimore bridge collapse as we begin nightfall. Search for 6 people still unaccounted for. We continue to follow this breaking story and what caused a ship to hit the bridge in the first place. We'll be right back. Talking about the need for more hotel accommodations with all the different events that are coming to our area. There's a new affordable hotel near Fayetteville and Fort Liberty.
Red Roof Inn is opening a new location in Dunn. This is right off of East Cumberland Street. The site features 100 renovated rooms, free guest Wi-Fi, coin laundry facilities. The hotel is also pet friendly. They officially open on February 22nd.
I'm going to tell you something that you are not wanting to hear. U.S. home prices rose at the fastest rate they have in months, setting a record high in January.
So many people have been trying to wait it out, wondering, you know, hey, can I wait for the market to be a little bit easier for the buyer?
Yeah.
That's just not the case. There's some new data that's released today, and it shows that the housing shortage combined with high mortgage rates continues to limit affordability. While mortgage rates are expected to drop this year, but it might not be by much, today's report showed it actually is more affordable to rent than to buy in America's biggest cities. And I will say, once those mortgage rates come down a little bit, the inventory problem is still there. So the prices are just going to get higher.
Yes.
So
demand is going to be higher in a whole bunch of ways. Yep.
Well, if you've been putting a lot on credit cards lately, Visa and MasterCard have agreed to reduce credit card fees. It's part of a long-running antitrust lawsuit filed in 2005.
Here's the accusation. It says merchants paid excessive fees to accept Visa and MasterCard credit cards. Retailers say the credit card companies and their banks acted in violation of antitrust laws. Now, Visa and MasterCard will cap fees through 2030 and negotiate their fees. Nothing is final, though. The settlement is subject to approval by the Eastern Court District of New York. The FAA is sharing how flights could be impacted as the total solar eclipse approaches.
Why? I think people, they want to be in the plane while they see it, right? Or to get to the areas where it's easiest to see. The agency says that travelers should expect delays either way, like those associated with the high travel days. The department says delays could be caused by the aircraft potentially having to do airborne holding or rerouting based on the path of the eclipse. Special security provisions are likely to be in effect, too, during that total eclipse, including temporary flight restrictions, two-way radio communications, and discrete transponder requirements. I didn't realize that it had that type of effect.
Okay, so I've got to tell you about this. We are not in the path of totality, right? Raleigh's not in the path of totality, but I've got family that's in Buffalo and in the Toronto area, which is in the path of totality. Let me tell you, they're expecting in Buffalo 1 million people. They're shutting down schools. They're telling businesses, keep your workers at home, give them the day off. They are basically shutting everything down in Buffalo, New York, because they are not used to having 1 million people come. There aren't 1 million people who live in the city.
Do you think the news teams there are going to be covering it?
Oh, I think they're going to be sleeping at their stations.
That's right. you know, Fayetteville Street in downtown has seen a lot of changes over the years, but people, they think it needs another revamp, and we're starting to get a look at what that might be.
Yeah, this is a look at the reimagined version of that area. The goal is to make it known as North Carolina's Main Street. City leaders spent the afternoon working on how much money the project would cost and then what would all be included. So far, they've worked out that the newspaper stands should go.
Wow.
Yeah, and that the sidewalks need a redesign.
What it looks to do is sort of reinvigorate this part of downtown. So this part of downtown was hit really hard by COVID, right? It's had, the way that people work in offices has changed, the way people sort of interact and go places has changed. So we need to make sure that downtown changes and evolves as well.
Sad to see the newspaper stands go.
You know what? That's a funny thing. How about instead, why don't we just get really quality stuff in those newspaper stands for people to read?
Yes.
You know?
I know. I know. Got to get people to pay for that, though. Hey, other ideas include more options for the arts, entertainment, and housing. King says the next step is getting plans approved by the City Council at their next meeting, scheduled for next Tuesday.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us tonight here on WREL News.
Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WREL. Good night.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.